What you just saw was a federal immigration agent pushing an unidentified protester into oncoming traffic after appearing to block their vehicle.
They just fired off a tear gas canister.
And here, another violent clash between Border Patrol agents and an anti-ICE protester who appeared to swat an agent's hand away while recording an immigration enforcement operation. These moves coming on the heels of an explosive week for ICE. Their aggressive tactics only seem to be escalating. Last week, tensions between ICE and protesters erupted when a woman in Minneapolis was shot and killed by an ICE agent. DHS officials claimed the shooting was self-defense. Despite the nationwide scrutiny, ICE doesn't appear to be slowing down, raising questions by some police use of force experts whether the tactics of agents in handling both suspects and activists are inflaming an already volatile situation.
If they conduct violent activities against law enforcement, if they impede our operations, that's a crime, and we will hold them accountable to those consequences.
Social media has been flooded with an onslaught of videos showcasing the rising tensions between ICE and protesters in Minneapolis. The killing of Renee Good wasn't the start of these aggressive tactics. It was more of a tipping point. In August of 2025, Oregon state officials released a video of two federal officers slamming a protester to the ground outside an ICE facility. DHS says it was a targeted arrest of a dangerous rioter who had previously assaulted law enforcement.